Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be picking away. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
Yeah, it's Taz. No Moose. Moose is out this week. Zach Gelb is
Zelf.
Out for the
Moose. I like Zelf. It's growing on me now.
Yes. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Thank you, everybody listening across our great country with our great affiliates on CBS Sports Radio, or maybe listening on the CBS Sports Radio app, maybe on the radio.com app, maybe on the Sirius XM app. Every app there is, maybe you're listening, I don't know, Sirius XM Channel 206, a ton of ways to pull this show into your life, and we appreciate that happening. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram, same address, Jones, at Taz and the Moose. And if you want to call the show, that's a very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
All you have to do is dial 855-212-4227. Zach, you interrupted my open, don't ever do that again. And
my mistake, I apologize. By the way,
it's your bad,
since I hear that open,
yeah.
If you had to pick one person here at CBS Sports Radio,
I hate everyone here.
Besides me,
okay,
and probably Moose and maybe Mikey B and Pete.
Right. I like Queso.
Right. Okay.
Would you pick, if we had to have a tag team fight, just CBS Sports Radio?
Why are you always looking to get me in a scuffle?
Would you want to pick me? I would say probably.
Hold on a second. Let me get this straight. Wait a minute. I'm over here doing a classic radio open on CBS Sports Radio, Taz and Moose, and now you're going back to me getting into a tag team fisticuffs, mm-hmm. and you want to know who my partner should be.
Well, you tell me all the time you have enemies here at the station.
I have a lot of enemies.
Now, most people here in radio,
a lot of these guys.
What they do in this industry is they'll see you, they go, "Oh, Taz, love you, you're the best." And then
they're called phonies.
The minute you leave, it's, "Oh, that Taz guy. What
a
jerk."
He's a douche. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that on a regular basis. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's been the story of my life. Who would I tag? I wouldn't. It would be a bunch of handicap matches.
You would go solo.
Yeah, I would just fight everyone myself, basically. Okay. Yeah. You feel because you're a large individual, you should be my tag team partner?
Oh, yeah. No question.
I pride myself on being an undersized wrestler, so I would not want a man who's, what are you, 6'9", 320? Something like that.
7'2", 445.
I would rather have a Mikey B who's gonna
be crying in the corner.
No, he won't cry. He's
gonna have a binky in his mouth.
No, he's like you gotta watch him. He's the type that he'll bite your ankle off. Like as you drop him and he falls to the floor, he'll bite your foot.
Sharp teeth.
He's nasty. He's mean.
He'll eat some cheese fries when he's delivering the Uber Eats food. That's about it. That's the only thing he'll be
eating. I haven't eaten the food, okay?
I don't buy that for a second.
Well, you have Pete the Body who could headbutt you with his giant bald head.
And I have a plan always.
Right. He does have a plan.
Might
That's
not
right.
be executed, but he has one.
That's right. Or he could take his giant headphones, Pete the Body, and throw them at you and knock you down. They're just massive. Those things.
For hours. You'll be unconscious.
That would be your steel chair,
I guess. You could work at JFK with those things.
I did.
People just walk up to him in the streets. They give him $2. They go, "Thanks for checking the luggage."
I want to go to Florida.
Anyways, if you want a tag team with me, that's fine.
I think they make a good duo.
Nah, I don't think so.
All right.
Now, I don't. I'm very.
Well, you know why?
I don't play well with others.
A wise man once told me
what
to a proper suplex. It's all about how low you could get, and you got to get underneath the hips.
Oh God.
And
Look at this right now.
But a mark.
I could really suplex someone. Right.
You can't do anything.
I'm just telling you.
Zach, please.
I think I could pick you up and throw you.
You can stop it, please. Stop. Stop before you get yourself injured out here, please. Don't pick on old men. I'm twice your age here. Be nice.
Did herniate a disc about
I sure you
3 months
up there,
ago playing basketball.
I think this guy might have just pulled his well, I don't want to say. But anyway, yeah, no, you got to be careful. You're dealing with the guy to your right is a trained professional killing machine. So you need to be careful.
And I'm a trained dope.
No, you're not a dope. But you're a hot take radio machine. I mean, that's what you are. You know, no disrespect. All right, and that's the case there, right there. We're going to do a little, you know about campgrounds? You know,
oh, yeah.
You know,
great intro yesterday.
Oh, you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Time to go camping, boys and girls. Who better to go sit around the campfire and spitball some football, eat some pork beans, brisket, and throw back some cold ones than with Taz and the Moose?
It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away. It's all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born.
I mean, you know, the open.
It's Taz and the Moose,
you know,
just talking away. It's all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born.
I got to tell you, Moose and I and Mikey B, we gave Zach, Zach Martin, Big Martin Jones. Yeah.
Thank you.
We gave him, like, specific, you know, direction on how we'd like this done, and he's great. Does a great job. Yeah.
Strangled testicle.
And he basically, bro, he basically ignored everything we asked and just, first of all, what is a pork bean?
Okay, never heard
it's
of
it. Pork and beans.
Yeah.
Right?
I've heard of brisket, though.
Yeah.
My mother makes a mean brisket.
And pulled pork. But, like, pork bean? Like, I don't understand what that. And then it's, like, the singing part.
Yeah.
It's just, I want him to go into a little jazzy Swing Jones of what he did in our other. It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away. Like, and he did this disjointed singing that is awkward. Mike.
Ouch.
Right?
Kind of growing on me so bad.
Well, because you hear it every day, you eventually like it.
Well, anyway, so
he's like William Hung from American Idol.
It's like William Hung, but different.
She bangs. She bangs.
Chile.
Oh, baby, like she grooves. She grooves.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Dirty.
Right, well, we got to go out to Arizona here. We're gonna go first. Cardinals. You know, Kyler Murray, the new quarterback, number one Jones. There's been a lot of chatter about this offense, Zach, that kicks Cliff Kingsbury. What's going on with this offense? What do they have? They've kind of been sitting back, not showing the world what's going on this offense.
Well, the good thing about this, even though they're not showing the full offense on the field, is that Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury have had a relationship for a long time.
Sure.
And Kyler Murray, I was reading, has played a similar version of this offense in the system since eighth grade.
Oh, since eighth grade. Oh, even
since
before?
Eighth grade,
okay, I thought just in college. I didn't know since eighth grade.
So this has been a similar system that he's been going through. So this is nothing new to him. You know, maybe some new intricacies and things along the way.
Right.
It was 6 for 7, 44 yards in preseason. I just think this is going to turn into week one. We'll see on full display what Kingsbury and Murray have to offer. And I don't expect them to be good this year, but they have to show us at least something because last year they got rid of a coach and a quarterback after year one.
And the thing is, you're going against Matt Patricia's defense in week one against Detroit Lions. Good news.
Well, isn't that good news?
I know what you're saying, but Patricia was a tremendous D coordinator, as you know, with the Pats. The thing is, the good news for the Cardinals and for Kingsbury and for Murray, you know, you're not showing this offense, I guess, at all, the schematics of the offense to Patricia and the Lions or anybody else in the league. But, you know, it's been well documented. Kingsbury is buddies with Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma, and, you know, that's where Murray played, as you know. And I think that if you watch enough tape on Murray last year, he's been in shotgun the whole preseason, has been a lot. No one's going to be in shotgun because he's shorter than me. He's probably an inch taller.
How tall are you, by the way?
6'1".
Okay. So 5'10"?
Yeah, 6'1".
Nope.
5'10", that's generous. I'm wearing flip-flops today. I'm probably 5'3". All right, now. No, I'm
shrinking with old age.
That happens. The pile drivers will do that to you. No, I'm probably a 5'9".
Okay. Right. So 5'7" and a half on a good day?
He did the Moose okay.
Okay.
No, he did the Moose. We got it. He did the Moose okay. That's like the okay, like, yeah, I don't know if I believe it. Yeah, no, I'm 5'9 and a
kid. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, there it is. There. So there it goes. Well done. So let's take a listen to Kyler Murray talking about the confidence he has in the offense.
Okay.
For me, I kind of know what it looks like. So, yeah, I know it'll work against teams. It's hard to prepare for this, what we will do, when the season comes. But right now, it's not like we're not running, our offense. It's part of it is our offense, but like at the same time, we're not doing, we're not game planning anybody right now. We're just going out there and trying to execute what he calls. But I have confidence in it. Obviously right now, like you said, we're not really giving everybody the full thing, but I think when we get out there, full speed, moving around, it'll be good.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully for Murray, it is good. And for the Cardinals and their fan base in Kingsbury, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's definitely going to be must-see TV to watch Kyler Murray do his thing if he can. Different speed, as we know, in the NFL, the defenses, and now these linebackers fly around. The defensive linemen are the size of buildings, and they're as fast as a freaking NASCAR. So, you're dealing with a different level of athlete, and Murray...
It's just the secret part of the NFL right now.
Yeah.
This is why these guys hate preseason so much, because they just want to make sure. Yeah, there's some players you want to see play, and there's some positional battles that you want them to win out, but no one wants to get hurt.
No.
Why would you go full throttle?
No, you're not going to. I don't blame them for that. I get it. I just, to me, it's, look, I don't think that, I understand it. Kingsbury is, supposedly this great offensive guru. Okay, great. I remember when he played quarterback. I know the whole thing. By the way, he had a funny comment. We were talking about the AB helmet thing. You have his comment?
Yeah, no, I do. So he...
Man, hold on a second. What do you got? You got a bunch of stuff written down over there.
Well,
it's like the freaking Magna Carta over there. Look at this guy. He's got like the...
I should have a manila folder and call plays on the show. That's what I could do.
Oh, he's got like... Man, this guy...
We're going X3 out on 2.
Ah! How many pens did it take you to write all that? Holy smokes.
About 4 or 5 pens.
Bro.
I was going to color code it for you as well.
That's my notes.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. So read the quote. Okay.
But Kingsbury, they asked him about, would you ever give up football because of a helmet? And he said he hasn't met a woman that he would consider leaving the game for.
Great line, I gotta say.
And he's a good looking dude. He's probably slept with some beautiful woman in his day.
All right, subtle. Yeah, he's a very handsome man. He's very handsome. I mean, if I had to come back in this life as another man, it might be Kingsbury. I mean, it might be Cliff Kingsbury. Or Tom Selleck. Show my age.
You remember right?
Magnum PI,
not Magnum TA. That's someone different.
I would actually go, and I don't know what your guys' relationship with. I actually may want to be Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh, I know that guy, and you're nothing like him.
I would like to live
How
that life.
How tall are you? You're about the same height as him. That's about
6'4".
He's 6'5". Yeah, he's about 6'5".
Maybe 6'4.5".
No, you get along. Rock's a good guy. He's a funny guy. He is.
Yeah.
But you want his life.
Yeah.
You gotta spend a lot of time in the gym, bro. Just training at all times.
That's fine. I go 2 hours every day and I still look like this.
2 hours, huh? Yeah. Sometimes you gotta overtrain. You might be a victim of that.
I run for 50 minutes on the elliptical.
First of all, hold on a second. Hold on.
You don't like the elliptical?
Oh, no. Don't let me get a word in, sir. Okay.
Should I cut you off right now again?
Just listen to me. You can't run on elliptical. Elliptical is not a running apparatus. A treadmill. You're training in... See, again, this doesn't translate on radio, but I'm doing my hands.
Put it this way. I sweat my ass off, and I lose some tonnage on it.
I hear you. Well, the elliptical is great for your heart and for your cardio, burning fat. Your skin looks great. That's a key part of cardio. A lot of people don't realize. It helps your skin. Now, Mikey, I know you have a lot of acne, so you could work on that.
It's ingrown hair from shaving. It's not acne.
The Rock,
ball
though. Shaver. Yeah, you could... I can see you in the Rock getting along good.
I should be on Ballers. I should be. Should be on the show. You get a little roll.
You should be on Ballers. You want me to talk to him for you?
Yeah, get him.
Absolutely.
He actually tweeted me the other day.
Who did?
The Rock.
He tweeted you.
So I saw he tweeted something.
Yeah.
And then I quote tweeted it, and I said, when is Ballers coming back? And he said, August 25th, my friend. So there could be a little relationship brewing there.
Yeah, you want a good way to get him not to tweet anymore? Tell him you're friends with me.
Okay. He'll be like, Taz, who is that guy?
I think
again?
He's mad at me. He's mad at me right now.
Why?
He won't admit it, but
how are people
he's...
mad at you? I don't get up. All these people, everyone says they're mad at you. Every time I've met you, you're a benevolent guy.
He's mad at me. Well, because what happened was a couple of years ago, I called him out in a nice way. He stole.
So he's a little sensitive.
He stole a bit on his YouTube channel I was doing on my streaming show with wrestling fans calling in, cutting wrestling promos. And I kind of mentioned on the air, on Twitter, and I'm like, hey, Rock, what's the deal, bro? What's going on? Now, someone who's very close with him, that works close with him, is a good friend of mine. And then Rock was nice enough to cut a video for my show saying he didn't realize that I was doing that bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
so kind of like a mea culpa a little bit?
Yeah. And then he apologized, and everything was, you know, he didn't have to apologize. I was, but then he disappeared.
So if he played for the Jets, he would have a little sensitive feelings fine. Because did you see that with the New York Jets?
I did see it. It's probably in your copious notes.
Yes, but so Jamal Adams has relayed to the media that Greg Williams finds them if the players are too sensitive.
Okay, why are you jumping ahead? Let's hear the Jamal. I'm starting to get angry at Zach. The Jets' feelings.
I thought it was a good transition.
Okay. It was pretty good. All right, I'll give you that. No problem.
Yes.
I'll give you that. Let's play it.
Yeah, feelings report. If you're sensitive, you know, I put you on a feelings report. You just go on a board. Your name will be up there. Everybody sees it. Yeah, you don't want to be on there. You're sensitive.
That's funny.
You're in your feelings, you know what I mean?
I don't really give a crap.
Yeah, I know. Some people don't, you know what I mean? But you got push-ups. Whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Who determines how to push up on the list?
Oh, everybody. I mean, that's a sensitive find. Like, if I say you're sensitive, you're going to go up there. Communication. And then we're working on communication skills, you know what I mean?
Based on reaction after you get called out?
Yeah, like if you throw a fit, like, you know what I mean? Man, I don't believe in it. Yeah, that's sensitive. Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, by the way, it was a good segue by you.
I did jump the audio though a little bit.
Yeah, you did. There was the whole show.
For the fourth time.
You're consistent. I mean, it's fine. Yeah. No, it was a good call by you. No problem. Yeah, no, here's the thing. That's funny. The whole sensitivity report thing that the Jets doing.
We need it in this business.
Yeah. Could you imagine, dude?
No, we don't.
Yes,
Could
we
you
do.
Imagine on this show? Oh, Lordy B.
Not even every show here.
Oh.
We would have to put the report together.
And then down the hall at FAN?
Would I be part of this sensitive? Am I sensitive, Mike?
No comment.
Pete?
By the way, let me translate. To Mike, that's a yes.
Nice haircut.
That's another yes, right?
How was your vacation?
That's another yes.
You should have heard what they said about you yesterday when you weren't here.
I get ripped all the time.
They said Taz is so sensitive. It's so nice to work with someone. He's not freaking out over everything.
Me or the Moose?
I'm not answering
that. Who's more sensitive?
You're both great guys.
Who's your favorite child? That's what asking that question is.
Both great guys. Sometimes we have moments.
Mikey B, he's on the fence. Jones, don't worry about
that. He's a politician.
He's a producer. He's a radio producer. They all
Mikey B, 2020.
Yeah, that's it.
Mikey B and Bilotti.
Well, speaking of the Jets, let's listen to Sam Donnelly here talking about Coach Gase, demeanor and stuff like that. This is via WFAN, our brotherhood, sisterhood station.
The energy that he brings every single day. You know, it's awesome, and it's contagious for guys in the locker room and in the building as well. You know, it's awesome to be able to have a guy like that.
Yeah, so basically, there you go with Sam Darnold. Now everyone is getting enamored with Adam Gase's eyes, and everyone's in love with him.
Yeah, he's got the beard now. I talked about this the other day, a couple weeks ago here. I think it's a big distraction, the beard, from the eyes.
Did you see him doing smelling salts before the preseason game?
No. Really?
Yeah. He gets 3 hours of sleep. Adam Gase. He says he only sleeps 3 hours every day.
Yeah, he's
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's... he's loco la cabeza, as they say.
good Spanish right there.
I learned that someplace. All right, listen, as we go to break here, I'm letting you people understand we're going to do a BCS when we come back about the Dallas Cowboys, a little bench cut start. 855-212-4227. You can give your BCS, before we go to break, let me give you the options on that. So maybe you want to call and give your BCS. That's a bench cut start. Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, or Amari Cooper. Dallas Cowboys BCS coming up. Taz with Zach right here on Taz and the Moose. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, we need to talk. Talks all things football with CBS's own, my man, Tony Romo. Jim Nantz.
Hello, friends.
And Tracy Wolfson as they gear up for another season of the NFL only on CBS Sports Network. Why these people aren't promoting Taz and the Moose. You know, I don't know if Jim Nantz come out and put me over, put Moose over.
Mark Malusa.
I know Nantz. Jim. I can make that happen.
You do know Jim?
Yeah. Know him very well.
All right.
Nice guy.
Do you really know him well?
I'm dead serious.
Hello, friends.
And he'll love that you're wearing Vineyard Vines. He's a big Vineyard Vines guy.
We're promoting brands now on the air. All right, no problem. I usually only promote if I'm getting paid, son. That's how this works. Pay me.
That's what I got to learn from my
office. Honest Joe. That's how I am. You know, don't spitball out there on my back or your back people like that. Okay. Like this company with the whale.
I'll write it down in my notes.
Yeah, I don't know if you have room. Do you? You have a plethora of notes.
I got a little space
hey,
right
Brad,
here.
Hey, Brad, what's this guy? This guy really does a lot. In wrestling, I work with a guy named Mike Tenay. I don't know if you have Mike Tenay. Great play-by-play man. Worked for TNA for a long time. Worked for WCW back in the day. Great guy.
All right.
Mike Tenay took more notes for a show. You have no idea, dude, the amount of notes. Don't show all of his content. Our social media team, our social media photographer just walked in, ladies and gentlemen. He's taking a picture of two pages of notes. That's a lot of notes.
Followers
right
are going to go down once from my mug right on now. That,
total
Twitter page.
Yeah, the followers are going to go down after that photo. I promise. Speaking of lack of followers, Brad Heller just walked in.
That is 100% true.
Jim Heller.
You tell it like it is, Taz. I'm not going to stop you there.
Tell it like it is. I haven't even looked. Do I follow you on social media?
I'd be surprised if you did.
Okay.
No.
Do you have an account? Do you have an account?
I do. I actually tweeted at the show. The show Twitter.
Which show?
Your show.
Oh, this show. Okay. Taz and
he just wanted the extra promotion right there.
At
I see what
Taz
he did.
Taz and the Moose.
Team retweeted it.
Wait. Okay. Really? The Taz and the Moose Twitter? Let me take a look at that. But so you're new on social media?
I'm so not
I've been
new
on for 8 years.
I'm not super active, but I'm not new. I've been there. I've been in the Twitter sphere.
Would you retweet the campground gimmick? What did you retweet? Tell me what you retweeted. Tell me.
No, I tweeted, "Hey, I'm going to be on Taz and the Moose." And
a little double duty today. WCBS 880 and CBS Sports Radio updates. Taz and the Moose capitalized.
I'm very creative.
I see now. I see. Brad Heller. Here it is. I got it.
Bob Feller.
I got. Oh wow. Yeah, you're really low.
You
on
didn't
the
recognize
followers.
It because you were probably looking for at Tobias Heller.
I probably
CBS.
Was Tobias Heller. You know the thing is. You don't follow me, which is sacrilegious. I don't understand why you wouldn't follow me. I'm a big star. And therefore, I'll never follow you, ever. This photo of this beach, where is this?
Hawaii, Maui.
Beautiful. That alone I like you for. Anyways.
Now, real quickly, hold on.
What happened?
I do follow you. I'm not followed by you, though.
Hold on a second. You follow me, Zach?
Yeah, I follow you.
Taz, do you only have like seven? You only follow like seven people? Like you're one of those people?
I should do that. I'm about the ratio. I mean, because that shows you how cool you are.
You totally. Can mute me. Just follow me.
Hold on a second. Did you just tell me to follow you?
Yeah.
Dude, there's
wow,
another host.
Begging for followers
bro,
on the radio?
I don't want to
I'm not even doing that.
There was another host here who did the same thing.
And they fired him?
No. I'm not going to say anything else. And I ended up following the person.
Because
I felt bad. You don't want to feel bad.
Did you unfollow them after?
No, I didn't, because I'm not like that. I didn't mute the person either. The person's a good person. You don't want to be that
guy. Are they really a good
guy.
Person?
You don't, they are. You don't want to be that guy like, hey, let me get a retweet. Like the guys like that. You can't be a hack like that, bro.
Shameless plug.
Can't do that, Zach.
At Zach Gelb, ZACHGLB.
Shameful.
Excuse me?
Shameful plug.
Shameful plug. The guy just on national radio, this is Zach over here, just said, can you follow me? Now, what am I supposed to do? You put me on the spot. That's like tweeting me, hey, can I use your finisher move to Taz Mission? Only one guy gets
I'm
that.
Just
that's
I got it.
I got it. Oh,
you follow Triple H, but I don't get a follow?
Well, Triple H and I,
well,
I know him a
same.
Long time.
That's the
I
mean, same category.
But, yeah. We wrestled each other. I worked with him for a long time. Like, it's
I'm
kind of a bond there.
You got new coworkers here. You follow One Bill's Live? Little Bill's pop, but
I
no
feel
pop
like you're
for Zach
intruding
Gale?
My social media right now. Mike, this is awkward. Mike, why is he doing this?
You follow the Islanders. You're one of six people that follow the Islanders.
That's not nice.
Seven.
Yes. Now eight.
I like queso.
All right, please, don't start ripping the Islanders.
You follow Greg Giannotti.
Well, because he asked me to follow me.
That's oh, that was the guy?
No, he didn't. I'm joking. I didn't. No, actually, that's funny though. No, Gio and I actually, it was weird. Like, we ended up following each other around the same. I don't know who followed who first. I might have followed him first, to be honest with you. Because what we know.
I would say it's the other way around.
Greg Giannotti.
No. I think we know some of the same people. You know what I mean? It's like a Strong Island thing. You know what I mean? But no. I only follow people like I'm not. I go through times where I unfollow people because I get annoyed.
Now here's just one more.
And it's very insulting when you unfollow someone.
One more point of contention.
Once, if I ever like quit here, I won't follow everyone except Mikey B. I will keep Mikey B because
that's fair.
Will you still use Twitter? Twitter if you leave here?
Well, maybe a little. Why? You don't think I should?
No. I'm just asking because for me, I use it for work purposes. I'm not someone that uses it for like entertainment. Like when I'm not at work, I'm not.
Dude, you hardly use it.
Blake Bortles facts you follow?
Well, because
you care about your ratio.
No, I use it. I don't tweet.
Hold on, Brett, please.
Let the man speak.
I want to deal with Zach for a second because he's aggravating me. Okay, Blake Bortles speaks was a guest on the show. Correct, Mike?
Oh, okay.
Very true.
Okay, so anything else you want to critique me on, Zach? I mean, about how I handle my social media?
Yeah, you can do what you want. You're a grown man.
I'm on the cusp of a 500,000 followers, but I digress. Brad, you were saying.
I have
right.
Not even close well said. To that.
500,000.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. You have.
I have half. Yeah, I have just half. I have half of 10.
But listen,
0.5 people follow.
I'm going to tell you this right now. The whole Twitter thing and social media, I got to be honest. I do think in the next couple of years, it's social media is so oversaturated and so obnoxious and so annoying.
It's a cesspool.
It really is a cesspool. I really think it's going to, as hot as it got, as fast as it got over the past, whatever, I don't know, 8, 9 years, 10 years, I do think it's going to plummet and drop. I hope it does. Hope it disappears.
Won't completely. There just be something else? Won't there just be the next app?
I hope it all just goes away.
You know what I also love about social media?
Brad, okay. No problem.
Here's my favorite part.
I give up.
That was funny.
And you probably get this all the time.
That's funny.
People tweet you and they'll say the most nastiest things.
Oh,
and
I get ripped if you ever, every day.
If you ever respond, they'll go, oh, I'm just messing. Big fan. Oh, real big fan.
I a lot of times I don't look at my mentions. A lot of times, well, if I do, and if it's someone that's really being a complete douche, they usually follow me, and then I have someone who helps me manage my page, or I'll do it too. One of us will send a message to that person and say, okay, so what's the deal? A private message.
I may need to email, by the way, the person that manages your page.
Well, it costs money.
Tell them to follow me.
Oh, my God. This guy's unbelievable. Mike, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's a little much.
Zach's too much. Speaking of guys, too much. Look who just walked in. Brad Heller.
Too much.
Yeah, he's getting ready to do his latest sports update.
Walked back.
Jerry, how you been?
Frankie, good, Jerry?
Bob Feller.
Jim Heller.
The Bob Feller one gets
it. It's the best. Yeah. That's the best. All right, Brad, what do you got?
All right. Get to know the name, guys. Aristides Aquino, the rookie outfielder for the Reds. He is making home run history.
High drive into right center field. That's where he was hitting them during batting practice tonight. And he has done it yet again. Aristides Aquino, a two-run big fly, his eighth.
In just 12 Major League games, that is a record. Tom Brenneman with the call, Fox Sports Ohio. The Reds did lose to the Nationals 7-6. Speaking of home run history.
And Gleyra swings and drills one. Deep left field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a three-run home run for Gleyra Torres. It's Gleyber Day again.
John Sterling, WFAN Yankees Radio Network.
You know what his best call is ever?
What's that?
When Hideki Matsu used to hit an upper deck home run, he would go, it's an upper decky from Hideki. And the Yankees take a 2-3.
It's all about him. I know. It's all about him.
You don't like him?
No, I don't. You know him too personally? You probably do.
I do. He once left me a voicemail.
You're a mark, huh?
You are a mark. I could come on the show, but let me remind you, I'll be sitting in traffic for a long time. So it may be a little bit noisy in the background. I have the voicemail.
You actually do a pretty good.
For a long time. John Sterling, play-by-play voice of the Yankees.
See, he's always on. Like, he's always, that's funny. By the way, Brett Heller, I'm looking at your Twitter bio. Someone on the show told me to take a peek at it.
Oh.
Morning sports guy and new Mets utility guy on WCBS 880. Studio host, Westwood One Sports.
Correct.
Dessert coordinator.
Correct.
Where are our samples?
Uh-huh. And CBS Sports Radio and Cuse grad. Mm-hmm. Which side of acting and improv?
That is correct.
And I noticed your photo was a headshot. This is a professional photo. Handsome, white teeth Jones. I see what's going on. So you're
a lot
of
makeup, a lot of touch-up.
You're trying to get into acting. I didn't know this. Acting.
It's a hobby, you know?
No,
it's a very expensive hobby.
It's a hobby? Who acts for a hobby?
Acting!
Well, this is my job, so I don't have time to pursue that full-time.
Hold on a second. So if you got an opportunity to be a full-time actor on a sitcom, would you leave here?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
I hope so.
Not only would he leave.
Would anybody stop me?
You like
here?
Money and fame?
No, here's my point, though. Everybody could take shots at me. It's okay. But this is the reason why I exist. Because when you say it's a hobby, mm-hmm. that's false. It's a goal.
It's an aspiration.
It's a goal, right.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Put it on a shirt. It's a goal. See what I just did there? Go ahead.
That's twisting my bio a little bit, but...
I'm just reading your bio,
sir. You are. But it's a side of, you know, it's on the side.
Yeah, but you made sure you
mentioned it. It's a side dish.
And you just admitted on worldwide radio that if you had an opportunity to be a full-blown actor, you would leave.
Would you?
No, because I love radio.
If only this was video and people could see your face.
He would jump up and down like a fat kid in a candy store. Would be doing jumping jacks, cartwheels out the building. Listen, I'm gone. I'm out of here.
I've been on TV for a long time. I'm tired of TV. Now I come to work, flip-flop shorts. I'm good. You know,
but if it was your own show, you could wear whatever you wanted.
I passed on my own show. I have opportunities left and right. Pete knows. Please, my own show. I got shows everywhere.
So does your Twitter profile say former...
I don't even know what it says because my guy, Bobby, he changes it a lot. But I don't know what it says. What's it say now, Zach? You're on it.
Used to be a grappler, won a few championships. These days, radio host and podcaster.
There you go.
Location, so nothing about TV.
Location in a studio. Not wrong.
That's it. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
June 2009 is when you joined Twitter.
I didn't even know that.
You joined Twitter in 2009.
I got verified like a week into it.
I was still in diapers, I think, then.
Oh. Come on now, that's not nice. I got verified like a week into Twitter, dude. Like quick, you know. Are you done?
Yeah, he's gonna go act.
I forgot, but I think I just started. I mean, I can do a little bit more if you'd like.
Because we got to do BCS in a little while,
right?
So you want to wrap up your?
I will wrap it up.
Important to say?
I'm just
going to
tell everybody how good Gleyber Torres was for the Yankees.
Oh, sorry, John Sterling tells you every second.
Right, he had three home runs.
That's funny, but hey,
three home runs in the doubleheader sweep of the Orioles, 8-5 and 11-8.
It's Susan here now.
The Yankees have beaten the Orioles 14 straight times. Torres has 13 home runs against Baltimore. I'm just going to keep going. He's the first player since Roger Maris as Gleyber to hit 13 home runs against one opponent.
Now.
In a season. Other baseball notes, the Indians walked off on the Red Sox a Carlos Santana home run. They take a half-game lead on the Twins for first in the AL Central. NFL news, Antonio Brown losing his grievance against the... Should I just stop?
No, keep going.
Okay. We just killed Taz!
Keep going.
Okay. Antonio Brown, he lost his grievance against the league over wearing his old helmet. Disagree with the decision, but said on social media, still looking forward to getting back on the field with the Raiders when his feet heal from the frostbite. And
how did he get frostbite in Miami?
Oh, I think he was in France.
He was in France.
Frostbite. All right.
Cryotherapy.
No problem. We'll keep moving on. I didn't know that part.
Brad Hella is jumping up and down in George Steinbrenner's box. He's going to be an actor for The Sopranos. They're Frankie bringing him back.
Well, on that note, I'm done.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we have the bench cut start. We have to do on the other side of break. Dallas Cowboys version of it. It'll be great. Bench cut start. Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, Mari Cooper. Follow the show if you'd like to give your BCS. 855-212-4227. It's Taz with Zach Gelb sitting in for the Moose. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. That's the number you just heard. That's CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227. And it's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So... the much anticipated and much awaited here, this BCS we're going to do here. on the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to get rolling with that in a 3, and a 2, and a 1.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start. All right, here we go. So, Zach, have you ever done a bench, cut, start with us before?
I'm a first-timer here.
Rookie Jones. All right, no problem. So it's pretty simple. You understand the concept? We have to explain.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. So the options, excuse me, I had the handball. So
the need Heimlich?
No, I'm good. The options are Ezekiel Elliott, bench cut start. Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, Mari Cooper. You people at home can call or wherever you are, at work, in a car. Call the show if you want to give your BCS, 855-212-4227. All right, so you're a guest host this week. Why don't you go first?
See, this is my first time doing this, and my first instinct is, I want to start all these guys.
Okay, hold on.
Just pay them all, but I get the concept of the game.
Listen. I understand you're a control freak. I've learned that.
I'm a control freak?
Took me 2 segments.
Really?
You're not controlling. Actually, Moose told me that about you, to be honest. Between you and me, he told me, listen, be careful with the Zach. He tries to take control of our show. And I'm like, Moose, you sure? Because I promise you.
Mark Maluta.
That's what Moose told me.
Okay. So. You're like Pinocchio right now.
A little bit.
It's a great sound effect.
No, I understand what you're saying about starting all, but you can't, bro.
Because the Cowboys, they have to. They have to pay them all.
I know that, but it's for the game. It's a bit, bro. I mean,
we're on the radio.
It's not your first time in radio. Yeah, we do a couple of bits here. We do some bits.
Okay, so here's what I do.
You think we do too many bits?
No, I think you guys are fine.
Oh, thanks.
I like the show.
We got your approval.
I like the show. You asked me a question. What do you want to do?
All of a sudden, we got his approval. That's just amazing.
You got my papal blessing.
Oh, my God. Talk about an ego.
I'd start Ezekiel Elliott.
Pete, you hear this guy? Pete.
Unbelievable. I can't believe
you. You know this guy a long time, right?
My ego's as big as the Atlantic Ocean. Come
unbelievable.
On.
Unbelievable. Ridiculous.
Imagine if I was a wrestler.
I'll let Moose know that you have our... Well, whatever. You get the point.
Certified by Zach Gill.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'll certify Antonio Brown's helmet, too.
All right. Begin. Thank you.
All right. Here we go. I will start Ezekiel Elliott. He's the best player on that offense. I don't think the running back is the most important position, but... in the league, the way it's landscaped right now, but this the way this team is structured, I think they have to start Ezekiel Elliott. I would bench.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, you want me to just do one at a time?
Sir, I want you to calm down.
Okay.
The first thing I want you to do, okay? I want you to think here. You're a very intelligent man. Mm-hmm. I know this. Okay, you're a very excitable person. I respect that. I understand the exuberance. I'm all about exuberance, too. You know this. But you need to get in the zone.
Okay.
And it's what you...
Give me a pep talk.
Well, it's my fault because I didn't set... Actually, it's Mikey B's fault. He didn't set the table right here to tell you exactly where this works. Mike, shame on you, sir. This is your fault. So the way this works...
Good to have you back.
Yeah, exactly. Nice.
He's going to spit in your Uber Eats delivery.
He's got morale.
Here's the thing, Zach. It's who you would bet. It's not they.
Michael just went off in the head.
It's
bad job by Mikey.
That's
just
a horrible. Thank you, sir.
Throw him the dumpster.
I explained that to
you. You're a producer.
That is on me then. I thought I explained that to you, Zach.
Yeah,
you're a producer.
He used an analogy I can't say on the air.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was who you would.
Wow.
I mean, this is a.
All right, no, it's on me. Let's keep the train moving.
All right, here's what I would do.
Let's keep the train moving.
Ready?
Cliche Jones.
I'll be very quick. Start Ezekiel Elliott. Bench. Dak Prescott, and cut Amari Cooper.
All right, well, here's the problem. We have the same one, because I agree with you, everything you just said. I think that you got to, as far as starting, you're definitely starting Zeke. I mean, he was NFL's leading rusher last year. He's the man. I mean, he's great. I, on the field, you know, despite his off-field stuff. When the ball's kicked off, whistle blows, start the game, this guy's a stud. Jerry Jones could act like you don't need a running game or a running back to win Super Bowls or win NFC championships. You know as well as me, Zach, that's a little hogwash. Jerry Jones knows that. I know it's a throwing league.
You
understand.
Don't need Zeke, though. Well, you don't need him.
Right, but you have
him. But that's
him.
The way this team's structured.
Correct. It's around him, around Zeke.
Because Dak is good, not great.
He's not great. And Zeke makes Dak good.
Yes.
Without Zeke, Dak's not that good. That's the way it goes. Kamara Cooper, yeah, I mean, you would say, wow, these two guys are going to cut Cooper. He's excellent. He is excellent. No knock on Cooper. It's just that's what makes this BCS riveting.
It's actually a difficult exercise.
It's a very difficult exercise.
You're welcome. It gets my approval.
Yes, that's all that
Which
matters.
Means about nothing, because I have zero clout around here.
Oh, you have, well, right.
1% clout.
Yes.
All right, no, but anyway, no, you have clout. You're interim co-host. I mean, this is rad. You had to get approved for this. This had to get a bunch of panels had to approve
How
you.
Many other people did they ask before me is my question.
Multiple. I mean, it was...
Laundry list.
It was, yeah, that's, well, what's his name from Des Moines? No, anyway. Yeah, so, okay, so you're going to bench... You and I have the same. You're going to bench Dak. You're going to cut Mari. You're going to start Z.
Yep.
Right. What do you got, Mikey B?
Well, let me ask you this question. I'll pose it this way. Which would be a better duo here? Tony Pollard and Dak Prescott or Cooper Rush and Ezekiel Elliott? Who wins you more games?
Say the second part again.
Cooper Rush at quarterback with Ezekiel Elliott or Dak Prescott at quarterback with Tony Pollard running the ball? Who wins you more games?
Probably Dak.
That's a whole different bit now. You just upcut a whole bit.
Well, that's
for tomorrow.
That's my logic here for bench, cut, and start. So I'm going to start Dak Prescott because when you remove him from the Cowboys, I don't care how good Ezekiel Elliott is, they're not winning football games if Cooper Rush is your quarterback.
Right.
So importance for the Cowboys, if they don't have Dak, it doesn't matter who else is on the roster.
Right.
They're not winning a Super Bowl. And then I'm cutting Amari Cooper.
See, that was the one flaw in both of our arguments.
Yeah, no, but see,
because when you have a quarterback that's got you to 2 playoff appearances in his first 3 years, it's tough to get rid of him, but he's not a $32 million quarterback.
Don't play into the Mikey B head game, because that's what he just did.
He has some logic.
This is what he acts like he's a damsel in distress, but he's really not. That's kind of awkward. All a setup. That's why he set this whole BCS up, just for that diatribe right there. Mm-hmm. That was it. Just for that commentary, hot take.
He said these two idiots are going to start Zeke.
Yeah, they're going to both start
Zeke. I didn't know what you guys were doing.
Exactly what he did.
I did a poor job explaining to Zach what the whole system was. Or maybe I did that on
purpose.
See,
now he's playing the babyface, as we call it in the wrestling business. Now he's Mr. Babyface.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Not my gimmick. Stop.
So what's your dish? So what are you doing? You just give the BCS.
So I am benching Ezekiel Elliott. I'm starting Dak Prescott. And I'm cutting Amari Cooper.
So you're flipping from what Zach and I did with Dak and Zeke.
Right. So Cooper's being cut. I love him. I think he made a huge difference for this team last year. You saw when he got to Dallas, he exploded. But again, to me, Dak at quarterback, without him, they're nothing. I don't care how good Elliott is.
All right. That's interesting. Now, you're a Giant fan.
Yeah, I'm a Giant fan.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Pete the Body.
And for the sake of time, I do believe Mike, and I was inspired by what he said. So I am starting Dak Prescott. But in the NFL, the quarterback is the only way you win a football game.
Oh, I didn't know
game.
That. Really, Pete?
Well, take two.
I like queso.
The quarterback is the only way you win in the NFL.
Right.
If you don't have a quarterback, you don't win at all. So right. I am starting Dak Prescott. I agree with Mike.
Now, let me just throw one hypothetical at you. Since
sure.
Mike B did this and totally messed up the rules and then changed the rules in the middle of the thing.
This happens all the time. Yeah.
Let's say they sign Ryan Fitzpatrick. In this pass off,
Fitzmagic Jones.
Would you go Fitzmagic Jones and Ezekiel Elliott, or would you go with Dak Prescott and Tony Pollard?
I thought you were going to say Dak Prescott and Zeke. Man, I don't know. That's a tough one. man, we're really burying Dak. Think about it.
I like Dak.
He's good. He's not great.
He's not. No, dude, I agree with
He's
you.
He's never thrown 30 touchdown passes probably in a season. Close to 24,
pitch,
25.
Pitch magic. Totally agree with you. But Pollard and Dak or Fitzmagic and Zeke. I tell you, I'm a little old school football guy. I kind of believe in a running game. I'm going to go with Zeke and Fitzpatrick. What about you?
For 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go Fitzpatrick and Zeke.
Oh, he'll blow up in a big spot in the middle of the season.
Fitzpatrick?
No, yeah. I don't
and can Dak him. Win the big game?
More so than Fitzpatrick, yeah. I like Dak. I believe in him. Well, he's burned the Giants, maybe.
He's a tremendous athlete. I mean, athletically, he's great, and he's a good quarterback.
And we're not killing him. He's good, but if you had to pick between Dak and Zeke, yeah, you have a quarterback, and it's tough to let a young
Zeke
quarterback
on the
go.
Field. I need Zeke
great.
On the field. Right, that's my thing. I need that running game. I need that ultra stud running back on my team.
Now, if you didn't take him with the fourth overall pick, you could find an alternative, but the situation is what it is.
Right.
If they don't have Zeke Elliott on the field, they're not making the playoffs this year.
No, I completely agree with that. Ryan Fitzpatrick was 28th in passing last year.
He's not good.
No. And Dak Prescott, I'm not a stats guy, I just spit them out sometimes.
Stats guy.
Dak Prescott was 15th.
Wow.
Case Keenum was ahead of
Dak
Prescott.
He's going to be paid like a top five quarterback, and he's not a top 10 quarterback.
Who's he?
Dak.
Oh, all right. Spitting out pronouns here on Taz and the Moose. All right, we got the three coming up here next. The biggest headlines of the day, we got you covered here on Taz and the Moose with Zach Gelb sitting in for Mark Palouse. We'll be right back.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.